WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and let me tell you, today's topic is a game changer. We're diving deep into why emotional regulation is absolutely crucial for our mental health. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're on an emotional roller coaster with no brakes? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to be at the mercy of every fleeting feeling. This isn't about suppressing emotions, folks. It's about learning how to navigate them skillfully so they don't control us. Think about it. In today's world, we're bombarded with stimuli 24/7. News cycles, social media, deadlines, it's enough to send anyone spiraling. Learning to regulate our emotions is like having an inner GPS that keeps us grounded and focused, even when things get hectic. It's the difference between reacting impulsively and responding thoughtfully. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will empower you to take control of your emotional landscape. First up, awareness is key. Before we can manage our emotions effectively, we need to be aware of them in the first place. Pay attention to those physical sensations, the tightness in your chest, the racing heartbeat, the furrowed brows. Notice the thought patterns that accompany those feelings. Are you catastrophizing? Jumping to conclusions? Becoming aware of these emotional signals is like having a radar system that alerts you when things are about to get bumpy. Next, embrace your feelings, don't judge them. You know that feeling when you're stuck in traffic and your frustration starts bubbling over? Instead of berating yourself for feeling angry, acknowledge the emotion. Okay, I'm feeling frustrated right now. This simple act of acceptance diffuses the power that anger can have over you. Remember, emotions are not good or bad, they're just information. Third, challenge your thoughts. Our thoughts often fuel our emotional responses. When you catch yourself thinking, "I can't handle this," or "everything is going wrong," challenge those negative thought patterns. Ask yourself, "Is there another way to look at this situation? What evidence supports this thought?" Fourth, develop healthy coping mechanisms. This is where things get really practical. What are your go-to strategies when you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed? Exercise, meditation, spending time in nature, talking to a friend. These are all great ways to regulate your emotions and distress. Find what works best for you and incorporate it into your routine. And lastly, practice self-compassion. Remember, nobody's perfect. We all have moments where we struggle with emotional regulation. Be kind to yourself when things get tough. Treat yourself with the same understanding and compassion that you would offer a close friend going through a similar experience. Let me tell you a story about this whole emotional regulation thing. Last month, I had a major presentation at work. You know, those moments where your palms sweat and your heart races like a hummingbird on caffeine. Leading up to it, I felt my anxiety creeping in, making me second-guess everything. But instead of panicking, I remembered the principles we've been discussing. I took deep breaths, practiced positive self-talk, and visualized myself delivering a successful presentation. And you know what? It went amazingly well. So, remember, emotional regulation isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about mastering your inner world so you can live a more fulfilling and balanced life. The key takeaways here are simple yet profound. Be aware of your emotions. Embrace them without judgment. Challenge negative thoughts. Develop healthy coping mechanisms. And treat yourself with self-compassion. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your go-to strategies for emotional regulation? Share your tips and experiences in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and inspire each other on this journey towards mental wellness. And don't forget to subscribe to Stoic Mental Armor, new episodes every day, packed with practical wisdom to help you strengthen your emotional armor and conquer life's challenges with grace and resilience. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.